The enemy and the opposite of God.
The devil or Satan. Do you have any other words? Like slang words?
No, just the devil and Satan.
Okay.
Would you describe your summer job for me? What did you do
the last summer job? Mm-hmm. I had? Well, this past summer I worked as a lifeguard at the Emory Pool for 2 or 3 afternoons a week. And that consisted mainly of sitting on the side of the pool and watching little children swim. The summer before that, I also went to summer school this past summer. The summer before that, I worked in an antique store that had just opened up in Memphis. And it was the only store of its kind in Memphis because it sold antiques imported from Europe. And they had a lot of coffers and blanket chests and some furniture that was very nice. They also had very large pieces, architectural items, like doors. And they had some iron gates. And I don't know what else. Oh, they had a lot of mirrors, printed mirrors from English pubs that were supposedly very valuable. They were the old kind of mirrors. And I guess they had, with that stuff painted, I don't know what it was, a silver paint on the back.
What was your job in the store?
My job was just as a salesperson. I didn't know anything about the furniture. I just kind of fell into the job. And I learned a little bit, like what dovetail joints are and stuff like that. But
what are they?
They are joints that are not nailed together, but they are pegged. Well, no, they're not pegged either, but they fit together at the joint. The end of the piece that's to be joined is carved, and the other piece is carved with indentations and other indentations, and the other piece is carved the same way, except that where it should be go in, it goes out so that they fit together, and they are very close. It's called a dovetail joint.
What were your customers like?
They were mostly, well, the people that bought things were mostly fairly well-to-do in Memphis. The store was expensive. The products in the store were expensive because they were imported and because this place had a corner on the market. There's a place in Atlanta very similar to it called the Wrecking Bar. Mm-hmm. A lot of the pieces were sold to places that were just opening, business places, bars, offices, and people who were building houses came in and looked for unusual moldings. They had some, well, first of all, the iron gates that were sold that were about 10 feet high were sold to a bar. They had long wooden pew benches that they'd gotten from England. The two most interesting things I think they had were one was a bench that was like 500 years old from England, and it was made of elm wood, and it had a high back and a little stuck out over your head so that you would not get wet. You could sit on it and it would not get wet. And it was rounded. And it was put together. It had a strip on it like barrels have, but it was not completely rounded.